Big U.S. banks are holding internal discussions about expanding into cryptocurrencies as they get stronger endorsements from regulators, but initial steps will be tentative, centering on pilot programs, partnerships or limited crypto trading, according to four industry executives. Wall Street giants that had been largely blocked from many crypto activities by strict regulations are poised to grow quickly. Yet the biggest lenders are still hesitant to be the first among rivals to expand too heavily into crypto in case they fall afoul of changing rules, said the four executives, who declined to be identified since they were discussing internal business plans. If a major firm expands without issues, others will be fast followers to run small-scale pilot projects and weigh other business prospects, the executives said. Jamie Dimon, CEO of the largest U.S. bank, J.P. Morgan Chase, ruled out getting into custody, storing crypto assets for clients, or expanding significantly even if regulations ease. U.S. President Donald Trump vowed to become the first crypto president before he took office. He has since wooed the industry's elite at the White House, promised to boost the adoption of digital assets and said he aims to create a strategic Bitcoin reserve. While there are welcoming signs, banks are seeking even clearer guidelines from the government clarifying what they can do in crypto, more than half a dozen industry executives said. Custody businesses to store and manage crypto assets are promising, bankers and executives said, but they have thin margins and potentially pose high risks. Most banks are likely to enter custody businesses through partnerships with existing crypto firms, sources said. Charles Schwab CEO Rick Wurster told Reuters earlier this month that the traffic lights from financial regulators were flashing pretty green for large firms to grow in crypto. The signals have reinforced Schwab's plans to offer spot crypto trading within a year, he said. New regulators under Trump have also signaled more bank-friendly crypto policies. The U.S. Office of the Comptroller of the Currency paved the way for lenders to engage in some crypto activities, such as custody, some stablecoin activities and participation in distributed ledger networks. The Securities and Exchange Commission also scrapped earlier accounting guidance that made it expensive for banks to deal in crypto. Bank of America could launch stablecoins, its CEO Brian Moynihan said earlier this year, and the U.S. banking industry will embrace cryptocurrencies for payments if regulations permit them. Meanwhile, Morgan Stanley wants to work with regulators to see how it can be a middleman for crypto-related transactions, CEO Ted Pick said earlier this year. The lender is also exploring adding crypto to its e-trade platform, a source said.